Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Worthington. Pitching for the New York Giants, Al Worthington. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Speak moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Speak moves to third. Tanner moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speak tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak, who is chasing the ball. Mueller reaches third base with a triple. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rush moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Al Worthington. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Connell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Constable now pitching. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls pinch hits for Chuck Tanner. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Ramon Monzant now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires to second and picks off Walls for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing left field. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neiman bunts towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Connell covering, for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is walked intentionally. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Thomas for a passed ball. Banks moves to third. Bolger moves to second. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Littrell now playing second base. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Sauer strikes out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Morin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morin. Thomas moves to third. Gale Harris pinch hits for Ramon Monzont. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 5 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields the ball and throws home. Niemann drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Niemann. O'Connell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays is walked intentionally. Mueller moves to second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to home to get O'Connell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 5 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 6 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Speak strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Jablonski reaches second base with a double. Mays goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.